As we get set to throw out the old calendar, lots of folks are fixing in on lowering the number on the bathroom scale. Other dreams going big financially.
Joining us to talk about setting big money goals in 2012 is MarketWatch columnist Chuck Jaffe. Chuck, without completely throwing out the ledger book, are there tiny steps a person can take to make 2012 a rosier year for one's finances?
Well, I think there are, and I think actually that it's sort of the right thing to do by setting big goals and not, by the way, setting resolutions. You know, most people can't remember the resolutions they set last year, or they gave them up the minute that they broke them. When it comes to your finances particularly, you really want to set long-term goals and make it that you're able to achieve them. And if you have a day, you know, where the market is down or something looks bad, you can still go further. So, you know, one of the things I think that people can do literally almost every day is work to reduce their financial stress. And you think about the various things that come up over the course of a year where it's, you know, hey, the bills are due, I just need to pay them, avoid late charges, do all that other stuff. Simple day-to-day chores, but then also, okay, I want to reduce my worries about retiring, so I'll add to my 401k, or I want to reduce my fear of what's happening in the market, so maybe I won't look because I could blow up my portfolio if I hear any more about what's making the market move today.
Mm-hmm. What about saving? How are we doing on that? I thought ever since 2008, when everybody's been so scared about the future, that we were doing a better job at saving.
Well, we are doing a better job at saving. Or more importantly, I think we're doing a better job at reducing our debt. I'm not sure that the numbers necessarily all correspond because of the crazy way that the government keeps savings numbers. But we seem to be doing a better job reducing our debt. And that, again, is that taking that one step at a time that you can do to get forward. Because, you know, what you can't guarantee is returns. We can all look at the market and go, boy, I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know how crazy it's going to be. But here's what we do know. Whatever your debt is, you're going to be charged that interest. And the only way to get away from that is to pay it down. So I think that's a place where a lot of people can make really concrete steps. And the big thing is to remember that, you know, if you've got a fair amount of debt, you're not going to get rid of it all in 2012 without winning the lottery or having something strange happening. But you can make meaningful inroads to it so that next year when you're looking at resetting your goals, you're maybe to where you can knock it off or, again, get it close enough that it's not going to bother you for life.
Chuck, before we let you go, just in an uncertain economy, what do you think? Does it pay to be cautious or courageous?
Well, it pays to be both. I think what you really need to do is sort of take a look and say, okay, here's the return I can guarantee. If I stick my money in a money market fund or a bank, I'm going to get almost nothing for it. If I go to invest in solid stocks with good dividends, I'll at least get the dividend, but I've got some risk. The question is it worth it for the expected extra return to take the extra risk? If you can, then yeah, taking that risk is usually going to pay. And the biggest thing, diversify between risks, because that's the best way to deal with it. Have a little of every risk as opposed to all one kind of risk or another.
Have a happy new year, Chuck. Thanks a lot.
You too. Stay thirsty, my friend.
That's MarketWatch columnist Chuck Jaffe.